looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Duran Duran, a classic Girls on Film, and they're one of the big acts at the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games earlier today in Birmingham. Competition begins soon at the Games. One man soaking up the party-like atmosphere at the Games. Well, he's one of our all-time sporting greats. What a treat and privilege to have him on our show this afternoon. Tennis superstar, Paralympics gold medalist, Australian of the Year, Dylan Alcott, joins me live on the line from the host Games city in Birmingham. Dylan, welcome to Drive, mate.
G'day, brother. Thank you for having me on, mate. I appreciate it.
Oh, mate, you must be absolutely buzzing being there. How about, I mean, the opening ceremony, we had Prince Charles enter the opening ceremony, Dylan, in his Aston Martin. We had Duran Duran, Black Sabbath, rocking the house. How was the ceremony? What was your highlight?
Mate, it was a proper UK throwback, wasn't it, mate? It was incredible. I think Duran Duran at the end was unbelievable. But, you know, I'm a sucker and I got a soft spot for my Paralympic friends. And just, you know, Jim, we've been talking for a while, mate, and seeing the way that the Paralympic athletes are involved within the, you know, Commonwealth Games is, it's second to none. But also, not just the athletes. Did you see all the dances and things like that throughout the whole night? People in wheelchairs, people with one leg, people with Down syndrome, things like that, mate. It was pretty cool to see. And, you know, our Australian team's here in force, mate. So to see some friendly faces was cool as well.
You've won multiple Grand Slam titles and Paralympic gold. I mean, how happy are you that you're seeing para-athletes also competing in Birmingham? Because to me, one of the highlights of the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games in my, where I grew up 4 years ago, was seeing the multi-sports being played out in the Games. I think it's a fantastic concept.
Yeah, man, I'm loving it, but I'm also a little bit jealous, to be honest. I don't get that opportunity, Jim, you know, now that I'm a washed-up retired athlete. But what it represents, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I love the Paralympic Games, and it's separate to Olympics, but it's the only multi-sport event in the world, the Commonwealth Games, where it is in conjunction, and it's pretty special to see it. And, you know, everybody who's going to be watching the Games, obviously, we've got incredible opportunity. You know, Peter Ball is going to run so well. You know, he's a fellow Longines ambassador like myself. But, you know, to be able to see the para-athletes in the prime time is going to be pretty special. So make sure you check it out.
Okay, let's talk about some of the events over the next 11 days. Competition's not far away from starting. How will our para-athletes go? I mean, they've been so good at Paralympics for so long, but how will they go at these Commonwealth Games in Birmingham?
Mate, I hope they dominate, to be honest. But we'll have to see how they go. Obviously, Ellie Cole swimming in her last race of her career. Matty Di Rosario. You know, there's some new sports for both able-bodied and para. You know, there's 3x3 basketball. 3x3 is going to be unbelievable. I don't want to watch that because I might get the itch, mate, and want to try and come back. So I've got to be careful. I've got to be careful when I end up watching. But, mate, as long as everyone goes out there, has a crack, you know, the results will come, but they're just going to enjoy the experience.
Well, we've got cricket, we've got netball, we've got squash. See, I love the lawn bowls at the Commonwealth Games. I remember 1982 at the Commonwealth Games. I was glued as a 14-year-old to the box watching the lawn bowls. That's fantastic.
If you were gonna make it to the Games, what sport would you go for? Would you do lawn bowls?
Yeah, you know what? Probably would. I'm 54 now. I love lawn bowls.
I could do it together.
We could do barefoot bowls.
Lawn bowls. Yeah, we could do barefoot. It doesn't matter what shoes I wear. I'll be able to do it with you.
How is it for you? I mean, you've got the competitive juices. I mean, you've been so successful, and now you're in retirement. Are you missing competing at the top level?
Look, I'm not missing it. Obviously, I've got so much going on with Australian of the Year and things like that. And first and foremost, everybody that's been supportive of everything we've done in the last little while, I've appreciated it because, you know, we are changing perceptions of people with disabilities and stuff like that. But to be on the other side of the fence, you know, I was a guest of one of my partners, Longines, this week at Longines House. And it's pretty cool to be able to get out and get around the city and actually enjoy the Games a bit more. Obviously, it's great competing, but getting to that other thing, I am enjoying that very much. And, you know, I thought I was retiring to get my life back a bit, but I've probably been busier than ever, to be honest, with everything going on with Australia of the Year, but I wouldn't change it any other way.
Have you run into any of our current athletes? I mean, what have you been... obviously, high hopes in the pool. Week two, you mentioned Peter Bowl, track and field. Eleanor Patterson, who's our newest world champion in high jump. Have you crossed paths with our athletes and our team?
Everyone's wrapped in cotton wool these days, obviously, with the potential threat of COVID. It's tough.
Yeah.
So I can only get... I'm washed up. I'm like you, mate. I'm on the other side now, just waving from the bleachers. But hey, wouldn't have any alarm. I'm enjoying it.
Ah, very good. Just before I let you go, you are an ambassador for Longines. And so what are you doing for them in Birmingham?
Mate, I'm a friend of the brand. And look, I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty pumped to be involved with them. You know, Jim, one thing I really struggled with was growing up, I never really saw anybody like me, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, for high-end fashion brands. And, and the two ambassadors they've chosen are me and Peter Bowl, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you told Pete or myself growing up that people from our backgrounds and what we represent would be, you know, the leaders of a premium fashion brand, I just wouldn't have believed you, mate. So to be able to be here representing that, it's been pretty cool, and just going to, you know, try and suck in and enjoy the experience as much as I can.
Are you getting to any events? What are you planning to go and see?
Yeah, as much as I can, mate. Yeah. I'm still trying to find tickets as well. So I'll try and get to the pool as much as I can. Obviously, I'm only here for a couple of days. I'm luckily in Europe for a friend's wedding in a couple of days, which would be nice. But get out, watch some para sport as much as I can as well.
Well, enjoy it, mate, and go the Aussies. Always great to chat to you, Dylan.
Go on, you mate. Speak to you soon.
There we go. Tennis champion, Australian of the Year, Dylan Alcott, who's at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. The opening ceremony earlier today. It's 21 past five. Let's check the roads with Steve.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.